Today's daf is Ksubas daf Yud Gimel, and what we're going to talk about today is related to the daf of a woman who had some type of incident before she was married, whether it was an incident with another man, whether it was an incident with an injury, but either way, there are different types of situations where something happens before the marriage. If a third party knows something that happened, does the third party have an obligation to let the husband know? Right, that's today's topic. Gilui lebaal sheishto zinsa, or something else happened related to today's daf. But as we know, today the Mishnah quotes a machlokes. If a woman is with a mysterious man, we don't know who it was, and she says he was a kosher man. Two different cases, whether she just had yichud, or according to the other day, according to Rav Asi, she actually is pregnant and had beer with the other man, but we don't know who it was. So do we trust her that she was with a kosher man and she is not nifseles lekahuna? Or do we say no, we have no idea who this man is, and it's becheskas psulim, the man, the mysterious man, is becheskas psulim unless we know otherwise. That's the machlokas. Right, we see her midaberes and machlokas, ziri and ravasi, whether midaberes means nisteres, nistera, she had yichud, or actual nivala. So va'amrula, and they say mativu shalizu, who is this man? Ishploni v'koinu. She says he is a kosher person. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omru, Ne'emene, she's believed. She has a cheskas kashrus, and that continues. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, lo mipia nuchaya, no, we don't live from her mouth. Ella harezu becheskas beulo lenasin ulamamzer achetavi rai ledvarav, and we don't assume anything unless we know otherwise. And then we have the case of muberes, and the Gemara talks about the two different cases of nis of midaberes and muberes. The Shibuk of Betzes interestingly has a haarav. It says shel ish ploni v'koenu. She is specifying who it is. She's not just saying that he's a kosher person. She identifies him. Right, ish ploni v'kohenu, and therefore that's a chiddush according to either shita. Ish ploni v'kohen, even though it's totally specifically identified, Rabbi Yeshua would be posel in that case, even though she said exactly who it is. So we might think that she's really telling the truth. No, we say that she's still nifseles, or that is what Rabbi Gamliel and Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel are about to require. Maybe dafke ish ploni v'kohenu, not if she just says, it was a kosher person. She has to tell us who exactly it was. So that's the shita's hara in the name of the rivash. Va'od da'ashmin and l'rabusa. The afilo omer is ish ploni eina ne'emenes l'rabi Yeshua. Even if she says ish ploni, a specific person. Va'od efshar to the rabbi Gamliel eina ne'emenes imlo ba'omer is ish ploni. The Afabisha Omeris Lakasher Nivalti, even if she says to a kasher person, the Efshar Shehi Svura, Shehi Kasher, the Eno, right? Maybe she thinks that he was kasher. Deme Ayin He Yodas, but Kashris Hanashim, Venashi Lav Dine Gemiri. Not all women know all halacha, they don't know exactly who is a kosher and who is a pasul, and therefore, if she just says in general he was a kosher person, maybe it's not enough. Ava b'miyachedes leish ploni v'yanachnu yadanu b'kashrus ha'ish hahu. But she identifies a specific man, and we know that man. V'oz ne'emenes lahachziko b'kashrus. So then it is ne'emen. So today is in the shita what the chiddush is of ish ploni. Is it for the kosher shita or is it for the pasul shita? Either way, the Rambam. Here, the Psak of the Rambam and Hilchas Issurei Bia, you have to put two Rambams together. You read one Rambam in Perek Tesvav, it sounds like she's believed, period. Even if, and the Gemara talks about, did Rov Psulin. Right, in Perek Tesvav, the Rambam says, in Halacha Yud Aleph, Perek Tesvav is all about what is the definition of a mamzer and different types of Psulin. So the Rambam there says, Pnuya Shinis Abra Miznus. Amra Pnuya, an unmarried woman, that she was misaveris. Amrula Mahu Ha'ubar Hazeh Ohavlad Hazeh. Who is this? Im Amra Ben Kasher Hu Uli Yisrael Nivalti. If she says it was from a kosher man, and it was to a Yisrael. It's interesting. She's admitting that there was nus there. She's admitting she had an illicit relation, but we definitely also believe her. Harizun Emenesva Ben Kasher V'yafal Pisha Rov Ha'irsha Zinsaba Psulim. Even though most of the city were pasul. Most of the city are pasul men, we assume that we trust her. And the Magen Mishnah says, but wait a minute, look later on at the Rambam in Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Yud Dalet. Right? What is that? Because that's based on the Gemara later on in our Perek. And the Rambam there says that this Halacha that I just quoted in this Perek is only a Halacha B'di'evet. Only Halacha B'di'evet. Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Pnuya Shere'ua Shenivala La'echad. We saw that she was with a man. V'halach lo and he left. V'amrula, mi hu ze sheba alecha. V'amra, she says, Adam kashar is an emenes. So far the same. V'la'od elafila aruham mu'uberes. V'amrula, mi mi nisabarta. V'amra, me Adam kashar is an emenes. V'tei maturis lekoin. Fine. But then the Rambam adds, v'med ver mamurim, v'shahaya ha'makom shenivala, bo precious drachim, o bikranos shebesados, shakol ovrim sham. V'hayu rova ovrim sham ksherim. V'rova ir. Shemimena pirshu eluha ovrin ksherim. The Rambam says you need a double rove. You need rove people who live there and rove people who pass there in order for her to be trusted. Shechachamim asumala b'yuchsin v'etzrichu shnei rubos. Says the Rambam, we need two roves for this chumra. Aval hayu and based on Gemara later on, Avalam Hayu Rove Ha Overim Poslemosa Kigon Goyim O Mamzerim V'Chayotzi Bohem Afa Pi Sherove Hamakum Shebo Mimenu Ksherim, or the opposite, O Shahayu Rove Anshi Hamakum Sulin Afa Pi Sherove Ha Overim Sham Ksherim. If there's only one Rove, Choshishin La Shem Alamisha Poselosa Nivala V'Lotinasi L'Koyin L'Chadchila. If there aren't a double Rove, then L'Chadchila we do not allow to marry a Kohen V'Mnises. But if she did, she could stay married. That is the halacha of the Rambam, based on the Chachil and Medieved, based on the Gemara. Okay, so this is the background. But now, there are many tshuvas discussed by the poskim. We'll mention four. Many tshuvas discussed by the poskim in situations where the husband knows something, or not. The husband doesn't know something. The wife knows something, or a third party knows something. What is the chiyuv to say? And it goes step by step. First, the Marshag. The Marshag, one of the star Talmud of the Maram Shik in Chuvis, Chela Gimel Simen Samachay, Rav Shimon Greenfield, he was a dayan in Munkach, is a case that a woman had a premarital baby. When she was a Pnuya, she had a baby, and the question is, does she have to tell the husband about this child? Somehow he does not realize or find out that she wasn't a psula. But the question is, what about the, she's not neseres a love. It'll just cause strife. Maybe do you consider this a mekartos? He didn't say anything at the time. He was assuming, but he didn't say anything at the time. So he, and interestingly and fascinatingly, in all the tshuvas, the post can try to lean towards the sad of not saying, if there's any way of not telling. So in this case, she doesn't have to tell the new husband, even if it'll lead him to a bracha of atala on Pidyon HaBen. He will think that this is her peta rechem, and he will say a bracha on Pidyon HaBen. Gadol HaShalom, he says. Gadol HaShalom, like Beis Hillel and Meseches Ksubis of Kala Na'a VeChasuda. There's no isser being done by living together, and we don't want to break this up. In this situation, that's the Marshag, number one. Number two, the Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim, based on a tshuva of the Noda Bihuda. Again, we've discussed the tshuva of the Noda Bihuda in the past. We're not going to review it that one right now. But the Noda Bihuda in Madur Kama, Arachayim Simen Lamed Hei, and the Divrei Chaim, the Sanzer, in Arachayim Chelik Aleph, Simen Lamed Hei, Rav Chaim Halberstam, the first Rav and Sanz, 1793 to 1876. Right, the great-grandfather of the Divrei Yatziv, of the Kleisenberger, he has the following Shaila. The next step, it wasn't pre, it was Eishes Ishazinsa, right, the stakes are higher. Be'echad she'esvade l'fnei Arav, sheba al Eishes Ish. A man is besvade that he was with an Eishes Ish, in mechuyav lahudiyo la'abal. This Boel is obligated to tell the husband of the woman that he was mezana with, Kadesha Yigarshena, so that he divorces her. O machmas, shehu kavad abrios, or do we say, kavad abrios, gadol ma'od, since kavad abrios is great, shaya becheska samar chacham me'olam, umi mishpacha gedola, ulai kavad abrios kazed doche, shein sarach lo di'olabal. So that's the shayla, does he have to say it? And again, that shuvah, the Noda Bihuda, was a terrible case where a man, I think, was being mezana with his mother-in-law, some other family member for a couple of years, and then he comes to know the Behuda. How do I have to tell the woman who was being mezana? I don't remember the exact case, but it was a family member, and does the information have to be given over? So the first half of that tshuva is about, is this person ne'emenes? It's an eid echad. And the second half of the tshuva is, how do you do tshuva for that? And he mentions that he doesn't know how many fasts of Mitzvah Shalach the person would have to fast. Okay, so he starts off discussing the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. This is a good place to start in terms of Kavod Abrios, where the machlokas and Maseches Brachos and Daf Yotes, where Rav says, Hamotzi Kilayim Bebigda. If somebody finds Kilayim, they're wearing Shanis, they have to take it off. Poshto Afilu Bashuk. My time, why do you have to take it off? Because when there's a Chil Hashem, Ein Chokin Kavod L'Rav. Ein Chokin Kavod L'Rav. And the Gemara ends up by saying, isn't there a brayta that says, Gadol Kavod Abrias, Do Chalos Ase Shebetorah? Right, there's Do Chalos Ase, and therefore, you shouldn't have to say, and Kavod Abrias is Doche Isurim. And the Gemara ends up by saying, maybe only by Durabanans, and not by Da'araisas. Call me Lidrabanan, Asmachinu Allah de los Asrum, Shikvodo, Sharabanan, right? Durabanans, and not by Da'araisas. The question is, what's the Gersa in that Gemara? Our Gersa says, Amosi Kilayim be Big Do'in his Beget. If your own Beget, if you find Kilayim, then you have to take it off. But what if you find Kilayim in somebody else's Beget? Right? So then, do you have to take it off? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. The Rush, in Ilchas Kilayim Begadim, says, Garsinan, Amarav Amosi Kilayim Bib Big Do, Posha Filo Beshuk, Venir the Dafkik Bikalayim Daraisa, Ava Bikalayim Durabanan Lo. By Kilayim Daraisa, you have to take it off. By Kilayim Durabanan, you don't have to take it off, based on that Gemara, about all the Durabanans. Right? And, Avalam Adam Roa Kilayim Bib De Chavero, the Rush says, Vahal Lovish Kilayim, Eino Yodeya, and the one wearing it does not know, Ein Lomar Lo Bashuk, Achi Agila Beisa. You don't have to say a word until he gets to his house, Bishop Gadol Kavod Abrios. Yish Tov V'lo Yafrishenu Mishogeg. Right, that is the Rush, that is the Tur, that's the Shuvah Tzedeshin, and that's the Rama. The Rama in Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rush. De Bechavero Over Bishogeg, Ein Sarach Lahodiyo. Because the Girsa that they have is Motzi Kilayim Bibigdo. Ava Motzi Bibegar Chavero, Have Lahamotzi Losa Se Besheva Altase. The end of that Gemara Brachas is it's Shogeg or even Sheva Altasa, and you don't have to let him know until he gets home. But the Rambam at the end of Ilchas Kelayim must have had a different gears than the Gemara. Motzi Kelayim beBeged must have said Beged, right? Harua Kelayim. The Rambam says Shal Torah Al Chavero. Afilo Imalech Bashuk Kofet Slova Karo Alamiyad. You rip it off. Afilo Yeravu Shlimdo Torah Gadol. Why? Because Ain Kavod Abrios Doche Iser Losa Se Hamafurish BaTorah. V'Lam Enitche. Bahashav Aveda Bebreishu Lav Shel Mamon V'Lam Enitche Betumas Meis V'Chulu. And the Rambam continues that for a somebody else's beged, if it's Kalim Daraisa, you have to tell him to take it off. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. So maybe this is an issue of Kavod Abrios Machlokas Rambam and the Rush, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, we have to be Machmir. And even if somebody is Shogeg, we must say something. But then he says, well, maybe even the Rush would agree if it's not a one-time Aveira. It's not that he's going home now and I can wait till he gets home. But it is an Aveira B'tmidus. Maybe even the Rush would agree. Maybe the Rush would agree. But then on the other hand, maybe he has a chiyuv to tell her because the husband has no chiyuv to believe them. And if the chazan has no chiyuv to believe them, so then that's a separate issue that maybe there's no reason to say then. But then he says maybe even for the Rambam there's a kula. Because look in the Rambam that we just read, the Rambam's lashon was that the lashon is Shekavod Abrios Doche Iser Lo Sasei Hamefurish Batorah. So says the Divrei Chaim. Maybe here Bevade LaHarambam Zal Eino Tzarech LaHodio. Dihine Kasav Dadavka Lo Sasei Hamefurish Batorah Eino Nitche Mashma Pashe Eino Mefurish Hagam Shumi Pia Shmua Belo Sasei Bikom Makom Nitche Kivat Sheino Mefurish Batorah Lo Shayech Bei Ein Eitza VeChachma LeNeged Hashem Kivat HaMitzvah Eino Mevur Beferish. So it could be the Iser of a zona labaila is not mafurish, it's a din daraisa. But if it's learned that from Torah Shebaal Peh, so then that's not called a chil Hashem when you're going against something that Hashem said explicitly, so that's a chil Hashem. But when you're going against something that is neged, the interpretation of the Chachamim, they were mochel al kvodam, v'lachin mutar lasos neged divrei Chachamim. Put this on the list of halachos that are different between whether it's mefurish b'kra or einu mefurish b'kra. There aren't too many halachas like this. There's a Ran in the first parak of Maseches Nedarim, which talks all about a shvua being chal at a davar she'einu mefurish b'Torah. There's a line in Tosfos, but this is the suggestion of the Divrei Yatziv, and I'm sorry, of the Divrei Chaim, and that's why he is noted towards the end to be mekel. Sof davar. Sof kol darav ayotzei bazeh, ein alabol chiv lohodi olabal, mebnei kavod abriyas. Va'im lomar lo ha'isha, sha'asura adayin, ani mesupa kanal. You have to tell the husband, what about the woman? What about the woman? Uve prat, he quotes based on others, he says, nachon shalo lohodiya. Dilma yigirmu lo avera, kibish mitzah lo shalohamin, v'lchu, he says, best not to. Okay, so that's already a little more chamor than the previous case. The Marashag's case was just about das of the husband, and he doesn't know. Here, the Divrei Chaim is talking about a case where she was mamish and eshes zinsa. The Rav Pa'alim, the Ben Ish Chai, has an unbelievable tshuva, Chelek Aleph Evan Ezer Simin Beis, where again, the case was that he quotes the minhag in Baghdad, which itself is unbelievable that this was the minhag in Baghdad. What was the minhag in Baghdad? Ruvain kidesh isha b'geres b'cheskas psula. Ruvain gets married, was makadesh, a woman, b'cheskas psula. A couple months later, there was the nisuin. The father and the mother and all of her krovim know that she is a psula, but after the Kiddushin, the father and the mother find out that she became a Be'ula before Erison, right? A number of times, they know who this boy was, and they know he was a Kasher. Vine, after the Kiddushin, 3 months later, Reuven wants to do the Chuppah. And Yadu Lama Alascha, and the questioner, the Brav Palam says, and you know the Minhag here in Baghdad on the night of the Chuppah is what? This is a Minhag that would not go with today, but it was the Chassan and the Kala go into a room to have the first Bia. They close the door, and a number of women who are friends of the Chassan and friends of the Kala sit outside the room, and they wait. And they all wait for the Maisa Bia. After the Maisa Bia, the Chassan comes out, and the Chassan says he was Gomer Bi'ilah, so he gets dressed, and he opens the door to go out. A certain woman goes in, who is the pointed one, and she goes in with a couple of the krovi achas of akala to check if they see any dam, and if they find dam, then they start celebrating kol hilula b'fiyam l'simin tov, and if they don't say they find dam, they tell the chassid, you know what, maybe you didn't do a good job. Go back in and have another ma'isaviyah. That's what they do. And the case was here that somehow the parents of the kala snuck in chicken blood. In and they got it on the sheets, and everybody thought that she was a psula. Wonderful. Later on, a couple months later, one of the people who knew what happened was learning Maseches Ksubis. And he learned today's daf, and he's like, oh, is she believed? Is he believed? And now all of a sudden, Libo Nokfo, maybe he should have to say something. Ba oso akara of Lisho Madina Shal Ribazu. Gam Shoal Imtim Salomar, do you need Kiddushin Michadas? Because maybe he thought that she was a psula. There's no isser going on here, possibly. So it's just going to cause strife between them all their days. Who knows what's going to be? And then he talks about Kabbalistically, is there an issue of irbuv neshamos hayaladim if the something in this realm is not known by both of them. B'shah Sabia. Okay, we're not going to get into that part of it, which is the last section of the tshuva that is discussed. So again, he too also says, is no telakal, and he says, because the husband didn't say beferish at the time of the chuppah, manas kain, that she is a psula, so he thinks there is a svek sveka. Suffing, maybe the power will be makpid at all or not, a knowing, and even if he would be makpid, maybe he didn't say beferish that he's makpid at the time of the nisuin, and therefore, it's like the case of kansas kitchal tonight, but kansas stam, so then we would say that there is no tnai. And therefore, he is also nota. Rav Shlomo Zalman, one final tshuva. Again, there are many, many tshuvas, tragically, regarding all these cases. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva in Mincha Shlomo, in Tinyanis and Kuflamin, where the woman knows that the husband would not divorce her. The woman knows that the husband would not divorce her if she says. So what's the point? He has no chiyuv to believe her, and he wouldn't divorce her. So says the Rav Shlomo Zalman, quotes, Mashakasav l'tamu al divrei ha'isha, shenich shlov ezinso v'idas bevir shen bala lo yigari shosa, vishum kach, efshar she'eno chayeves levazos asmo l'saperlo. Right? That you were tamea, the question was tamea on that? V'tama mimashakasav, tafkas kidushin hino rak l'achar shemar tameani, misubkani, de'efshar, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Dimiyodas vadai shabal lo yigarshena v'gam lo yelech klal chacham levaradinam. He's not going to go ask the rabbi either. L'davonenu yish keilu bezmanenu shirak hanashim nisor laksu b'tshuva. Many times the women are the ones that are chozeres b'tshuva, not the men. V'gam barala debazeh shiptesaper lebal he tispo ma'od mimenu. It would be terrible for her. He wouldn't divorce her, and she would just have to live with this terrible marriage. De'efsha sha'af imraki olechas l'chacham v'sho'elas oso b'tzina. Da'af gamzeh kolo b'tocha heter shal ha'mishna achrona v'yach l'chacham lomar la shimuteres l'bayla. V'gam yomar la shimchatz v'shalom tika shalchaim shenis tischayev l'saper ha'kol l'bal l'zayg rak al p'yaraz bezdin v'yadayin sarach iyan. These are some of the fascinating tshuvas relating to this issue of gilui l'bal she'ishto zinsa rachvana l'tzlan, all these tragic cases. But they are within the purview of, obviously, halacha, as every halachic discussion is.